He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
When a lone white gunman went on a shooting massacre in Christchurch, 50 people died and many others were injured, many of them migrants attending lunchtime prayers in two mosques. On Voices, we hear how some are feeling about it all and whether their views on living here in peace and safety have changed. Many New Zealanders are attending vigils around the country. Among them are migrants from different cultures, races, creeds and religions who are grieving and processing what's happened in their own way. Assalamu alaikum, or peace be upon you. I'm Sarah Voitelatu with this week's Voices. The morning after the shooting, I visit one of Auckland's mosques. A lone Muslim man dressed in an all-white gown with a hat is speaking to a small crowd of people who have gathered there. They wish to pay tribute to all those affected and leave flowers and messages of love, peace and goodwill. He doesn't shake my hand, instead he taps his chest as is custom.
Thanks again for coming here and showing your condolences. We really appreciate it. It's been great. It's been great support. We pray for the families. So thank you and for all of that. Thank you for coming here and sharing your thoughts with us. Thank you very much.
That's mosque member Case Azimi. He's been here since 2000, but New Zealand is home. Case is still grappling with what has happened.
Shocking, couldn't believe it, unbelievable. Wouldn't think will happen in New Zealand. Geographically, we're so far away from where the real trouble is happening in the world. So you feel safe, but obviously they can come to New Zealand and they can bring that terrorist ideology here. So, shocked.
McKay still feels New Zealand is safe. This is home, and that won't change.
It's been great. People are showing a lot of support and compassion. And we really appreciate the people showing this. And Islam also, we are a religion of peace. Prophet Muhammad, our prophet, he's a person that came as mercy to the humanity. There's many examples of his life. So to receive that support and mercy and compassion from other New Zealanders, this is great. This is unbelievable.
Police are guarding mosques closely at the moment. It's a little intimidating, but necessary.
Yeah, the police was here. They obviously around 3, 4, 5 p.m., 6, 7 p.m. yesterday. There was a big police presence. There's special police force. I don't know if they're commandos or something. You know, they had the special suits on. The guns that I've never seen in New Zealand, they were carrying those guns. So, yeah, it was a big police presence here. And it's sort of calmed down at the moment.
So closed till further notice, are you?
Yes, the police obviously, as you know, has advised people to not to stay indoors and not to visit. But hopefully we'll start soon because the prayers in the mosque is a very important thing for us Muslims.
For many migrants like Case, prayer is one way to deal with the tragedy.
We pray for the people that has passed away. We ask Allah to give patience to the families and to forgive them. And make it easy for them, and also for all the New Zealanders. Thank you. We're all in this together. We're one family. Thanks for the compassion and support. We really appreciate it. It's unbelievable.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
We pray that may the blood that was shed in your place of worship be a remembrance.
Candles are being lit after evening prayers at an Auckland vigil. On this beautiful sunny evening, I meet Fijian-born migrant Safina Kudus. She's quietly spoken. She's here at a vigil in South Auckland to be with other Kiwis.
I'm just here for the people of Christchurch and people of New Zealand as a whole. And I think it's time to reflect and unite and say prayers for the ones we've lost and the ones who are injured, and of course for the families. And I think the main reason for us to be here is feel the love that all the New Zealanders are showering onto us, and I think that's the greatest thing which is going to get us all through as a nation.
Safina is an optometrist and a Kiwi. Aotearoa New Zealand's been home for 3 decades now. One of her dearest friends in Auckland was an eye patient who moved to Christchurch. Linda Armstrong was a devoted Muslim, a grandmother, a refugee centre volunteer, and just 65 when she died on that fateful Friday.
Well, Linda actually lived in Christchurch, and she was known as Sister Linda, lovingly by everyone there. Very, very compassionate. And she used to visit relatives in Auckland and always used to come for her eye tests to us. And last time when she visited, she particularly was telling us about her pilgrimage that she made to Mecca, and how happy she was about that. But on Saturday, my husband and I were trying to get in touch with her, but we couldn't, just to see whether any of her family or friends were affected. And that night, we saw her name in the list of the people who died. So...
There's a Fijian choir here too. They sing to try and soothe the soul. There are so many Pacific people here, Indian, Fijian, Samoan, Tongan, Palangi, you name it. Almost every culture is represented here. The interfaith gathering has people sitting side by side in different cultural and religious dress, united in one purpose to support people affected by the mosque shootings and to remember the dead. The Minister of Pacific Peoples, Aupito William Seo, is from Mangere, and he is a migrant too. Aupito offers words of comfort to the crowd of 3,000 that have gathered. Things will change, he promises.
We will examine what we did know, could have known, or should have known. We cannot allow this to happen again. Part of ensuring the safety of New Zealanders must include a frank examination of our gun laws. Safety means being free from the fear of violence. And every single one of us has the power to change that.
Many here are still struggling with the events of that Black Friday. New Zealand's top Muslim police chief, Naila Hassan, has spoken at a number of vigils. The top priority right now is safety.
Sayyidina Muhammadu wa Allah, alahi wa sahabahi ajma'in. I am horrified, as are all my colleagues in the New Zealand police, around the events in Christchurch. I know this is a very, very distressing time for our Muslim community in particular, but to everyone in our communities. In New Zealand and also right around the world. We want to reassure you, we are doing everything we can to ensure victims of this devastating attack are treated with the utmost respect. We are working with the Muslim community and community leaders.
As all the heartfelt tributes, speeches, songs and prayers come to a close at the South Auckland Vigil, Safina's among those leaving, with the realisation there is widespread support for migrants and people like her. As the candle lights dim, the glimmer of hope for the future seems a little brighter, even in the midst of tragedy and sorrow.
I think, that's it. It's just time to just unite. I would say that's the main message here, is to unite and stand as one. And just whatever the purpose of this person was, he hasn't achieved it. And he has actually done the total opposite.
For Safina, New Zealand will always be home. And she still feels safe. Safe in the knowledge that there are so many more New Zealanders who support migrants like her, and that change for the better is possible. Plus, parliamentarians, police and mayors have pledged that things are going to be different now. Community safety is being ramped up. There is hope this will never happen again.
Since this incident, we've There's been so much love pouring from every people of every race and creed and colour, and it just brings everyone together. And I think this is the best thing in tragedy. We've just united as a nation, and I think that is the most important thing at the moment. Yeah, and that's what's going to heal everyone.
Do you still feel safe here?
Definitely. With all the love around me, I don't think why we shouldn't. And I think we have to just focus on the positivity at this stage and forget about the negative and just focus on the love and the care and the compassion that everyone is showing us and just move on from there. It will be hard and it is going to take, I think it's going to take a very long time, but together and with unity, I think it's possible.
And many Kiwis are in support, like these two women who quietly cry and make some time in their busy day to pay their respects to the dead as they think about the families and those in their own community, many who are migrants.
Speechless. It's beyond sadness.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. I mean, we know so many people. You know, we're friends with so many of them. And to see this happen, it's just so heartbreaking.
They're part of our community. We have a wonderful Muslim man who owns a restaurant up the road, and he makes beautiful kai for us and our family, and he treats us like his own family. And, you know, I just feel really, really a lot of mamai for them, and it's a big wake-up call for our country. This happens all over the world, and it's opened up my mind.
Did our shopping today, and it's the quietest I've ever seen the, you know, the food shops. You can just feel it everywhere.
This story was produced by me, Saravui Tulatu, and the engineer was Jeremy Ansell. Subscribe to every episode of Voices at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio Public, or at rnz.co.nz/series. And while you're there, please rate us. That way more people get to hear these stories. And if there's a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email to voices@rnz.co.nz. If you need to talk to someone about the content of this podcast, please call a helpline or seek out a trained counsellor, family member or friend. Thanks for listening and take care. Ka kite anō.